Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene. Pack it up,
pack it in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show right here. I am not in the Veritex Studios, but I am in the comfort of my man cave today. And John B., my producer, so sorry I couldn't be there with you, buddy, but we're going to have a great show today.
Yeah, you sound real sorry. Looking all comfortable in your chair, huh?
Look, man, I tell you what, it's just been one of those crazy weeks here. We got a lot of family in town, and the weather here, John, I don't know. I mean, when are we going to see warm weather here? Didn't we just have like 80-degree weather here like a couple of weeks ago, and now we're like near freezing temperatures again?
Oh, it's going to be gone soon, yeah. It's just one more little blast. It's okay. I don't mind it too much.
Okay. I mean, I can deal with it. But anyway, no, I really wanted to get down there and hang out with you, John. But don't you worry, man. We're going to have plenty of time to hang out together. Look, folks, this is going to be a great show. A lot of NC2A basketball we're going to be talking about today, along with, of course, your Houston Cougars, who are playing right now with about 33 seconds left to go. It's 32-22. They're playing over there at the U of H Fertitta Center. And John, I tell you what, man, number five is playing number eight. And look, I know that the tournament is going to be coming up next month. But look, folks, if you're not dialed into college basketball now, don't come asking me a lot of dumbass questions in March when you don't know what the hell's going on. Get in now, because the conference tournaments are going to be starting pretty soon. And look, this has got to be the year for the Cougars, John. It's got to be the year for the Cougars. And I am hoping that... look, I think this game is going to be – I think they're going to get this game done. They're about to go into halftime here. They also have a big game coming up here in a couple of days against the number ninth ranked team in the country, and that is Texas Tech. So, I mean, it's just a lot going on in college basketball here. Also, I know Texas A&M had a big game early on. If you were listening here on ESPN 97.5, the Aggies, I tell you what, look, last week they were playing my Razorbacks, okay? If it's not one thing, it's another when it comes to the Razorback team, and I'll be talking about them here in a little bit too. This SEC tournament is going to be something special, and I think it's something that you all should keep your eye on there. The SEC tournament is going to be happening next month. Also, the Big 12 tournament is going to be happening next month, but I tell you what, college basketball is getting good. And I know a lot of people don't tune in until right towards the very end. They might be tuning in right about now, and then the conference tournaments, which leads us into March Madness. I know all of that takes place, but we're going to be here for March Madness. We're going to be here for all of that great stuff. So I don't know if John, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so the A&M score, what was that score again?
I'd have to look. I wasn't paying much attention to the A&M game.
But look here, I know they played earlier, and look, I tell you what, Aggie fans, it's going to be great for the SEC tournament. This is going to be good. I think there's like probably 9 teams, John, that are ranked in the top 25 college basketball. And this is incredible stuff here. I can't remember when the last time I've seen so many teams from a conference like this. You know, SEC's always known for their football, but man, don't blink on basketball. It's going to be great. Anyway, they failed today to Tennessee, John, 77-69. And
it was close,
you know,
all
look,
the way through, though.
They beat my Razorbacks last week, so I'm not going to hate on A&M because, look, great games. Like I said, you had 6-7 today. You got 8-5 right now. And, of course, later on today, you're going to have the number one team in college basketball, the Auburn Tigers. They're gonna get in on some of the action today, as well as I think Missouri is also scheduled to play. And those Razorbacks are going to play today as well. But it's just great. It's just great. Get in now, folks. March Madness, you know the Final Four is going to be in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome. Looking forward to that. I will be there. As a matter of fact, we will probably be doing our show, our Final Four show from San Antonio in April, that weekend, the first weekend in April. So, I mean, it's going to be great. It's really going to be great. But, look, I am a college basketball fan, and I know that many people, you know, I mean, come on. How could you not be? And I can say, like I said, if you wait to March Madness, that's fine. But you're going to have a lot of questions, okay? It's just nice to know exactly what's going on with these teams. The NCAA tournament is one of the best, and it seems like college football, you know, they expanded last year to a team of 12 now, which is, you know, and you saw what happened in college football where some of those teams who probably ordinarily wouldn't have made it to that playoff system that college football went to. And then you notice that as the rounds of elimination went further to the Final Four and to the championship game, it was the best of the best that was stuck there. NCAA tournament sometimes is a little bit different. You know, you get 64 teams in here. Things happen. You get a 12 knockoff of 5. You know, we have seen over the years where a 16 have knocked off a 1. It's happened twice. And it never happened for the longest in college basketball. And then all of a sudden, it happened. It happened, and I think Virginia fell. I can't remember the other number one that fell. But it happens, and this way it's the madness, John.
Yeah, the madness is definitely, even if you're not, you know, I'll be honest with you, Gene, you know, you coached basketball, so you're a basketball head. I do like college basketball. I don't follow it super closely. But if you're somebody like me who enjoys the game, but really gets into March Madness, that is your time to shine with college basketball. The tournaments, the upsets, that's where it is. And you're right, Gene, like the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory all in one on one court at one time, man. It makes March Madness just something that you have to see.
It oh, yeah. does. And you know, you got your buzzer beaters, but you get a warm up to this. And I can understand if you don't follow the college basketball season and when it's in season. It starts in November. I mean, I get it. Hell, that's right there at, what, week 8, week 9 of the NFL. I get it.
Yeah, we're in NFL mode then, Gene.
I know. But I start watching college basketball usually around the holiday time because, you know, football is slowing down, at least from a college football perspective. And, you know, you still got your NFL games. December thing sort of tapers off in the NFL. You know who's going to wrap up a division or so. But I started watching it, John, in December, so I can just become familiar with the players, and that's what I like to do.
That's probably a good strategy here, especially if you're gonna be in the building that day, huh? Covering the games.
Oh, cannot wait! And another reason why you want to start in December, so you know what the hell to do with your brackets. Don't go. You just look here. If you ain't familiar with these players and these teams, you're not going to have a good bracket. Hey, John, and I know guys get their girlfriends and their wives and they do, you know, all of that stuff. I get that. But, man, look here. Me and Gene got to know.
Yeah, brackets are fun. You got to have some that you you get serious about, and you put your real foot forward and, like, try to figure out who you think's going to win. You can't go all chalk. And then you've got your fun ones where you just throw it together. And usually the problem with me is usually the fun ones end up doing way better than the ones I actually try to get right.
They do. And I look, I can understand, too, when, you know, like I said, your girlfriend, your wife picked brackets. I think I remember I had a friend, his girlfriend, she just picked the colors of the teams or the mascots. I mean, it's just always something kind of interesting. So once again, while the Houston Cougars at half, they're up 34-22 and a half. I'm keeping an eye on the Texas Tech game because that's who they play next. I think they play them come Monday. And right now, Texas Tech is handling their business right now. So this Big 12 tournament, man, once it kicks off, it's going to be spectacular, okay? I do have some scores right quick for you. Oklahoma. Oklahoma is giving it to number 21, Mississippi State. 87-76. So, I mean, this would be an upset. Oklahoma is just not what it used to be when it comes to basketball. I mean, they haven't really been that relevant since the Blake Griffin days. I do remember that. And of course, you know, John, our coach there, Kevin Sampson, he once coached those Oklahoma Sooners up there in Oklahoma. So, but they're not, they're giving it to number 21. Way to go, Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner.
Are you a Boomer Sooner now, Gene?
No, I'm just giving out scores here and letting people know what's going on. No. Look, we are fortunate to have Kevin Sampson. What
yes,
he has
we,
done
yes,
for these
are.
Young kids, it's just amazing. And, you know, Sampson, coach, I was just talking about him with one of my friends, how he, you know, he remembers him from the Oklahoma days. And then he spent a brief time in the NBA as an assistant coach. I think it was Brooklyn, the New Jersey Nets or whatever they were called at that time. And then now we are just fortunate to have them. But, man, we got to punch it in this year. And I just got to think. And I know, John, you know, we just had the NCAA Final Four. It was in Houston just a few years ago. And, unfortunately, you know, the Cougars got knocked out early.
Yeah, I mean, of course you would like to win it in Houston. But this is the next best thing, San Antonio. At least it's in Texas. You know, hopefully they can go take it for, you know, represent for Texas here.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm hoping. So, look, we have a great show planned for you today. Folks, later on in the show, we're going to veer over to the high school 707 tournament. Last week, we sort of talked about that big 707 tournament that's going to be taking place at the Woodlands next week, and I'll be there broadcasting. But we're going to be talking about that today along with the NBA and what's happening with these tournaments. So stick around. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, we are back once again, folks. Mean Gene Show on a Saturday. So I'm hoping that you are sort of, you know, marking down on your calendar the new time here, the 2 to 3. A little bit different from the two-hour NFL show that we did. I mean, hence, you know, NFL. It takes just way longer than an hour to talk about the NFL. Not sliding basketball, but it's just, you know, I mean, it's just we got an hour. And me and Gene likes to enjoy the weekend, too. So, I mean, it's just an hour. And I know John. But look, I miss AJ. We had a great football career. I didn't think we were going to exist. Because he was a Cowboys fan.
So I know it. Like, I gave him lots of trouble for it, too.
We made it work. But, man, it's nice to have my buddy John back, man, from the Sports King show here. And, look, Dustin Pfeiffer told me, first of all, he says, hello, John. And he says he cannot wait to come on and talk NCAA football. But he also – I mean, basketball. But he also – cannot wait to talk about how the Charlotte Hornets beat, you know, my Lakers the other day, which, I mean, look, if you listen to me before, folks, I am a Laker fan, but I'm also a Rockets fan. I know that you cannot, you shouldn't have two favorite teams in the NBA, but I do, okay? And I can roll with the Rockets any day and all day.
You can roll with the Rockets. What about some other sports, Gene? What about baseball?
Baseball only have one team. Don't you get me started on baseball.
I just wanted to see if you'd out yourself.
You're trying to – look here. You're trying to trap me here. One thing I do know about our ESPN 97.5 listeners that, you know, we have a lot of transplants. We have people that have moved from all over the country to H-Town. Because of our diversity, I mean, you know, John. I mean, folks like coming. So you have to understand that everyone, and I do appreciate. Now I know a lot of talk show hosts don't, and look, and like my counterparts that you know here that are here on the network. These guys know H-Town sports 10 times, 50 times better than me, Gene. My guy Lance and
John.
Love those guys. Always run into them. Those are the best in the business when it comes to talking H-Town. They're Hall of Famers. You doggone right they are. And when it comes to talking H-Town sports, they are there. I am not a Houstonian, but you know I wasn't born here. I've only been here like 7 years. So yeah, I brought some of the baggage with me, meaning some of my favorite teams. I lived in California for 20 something years. So this is what John is alluding to now, because I am a Dodgers fan. And yes, that history between the Dodgers and the Astros go don't start me on that, John. But look, the Astros enjoyed covering them and watching them. And look here, I'm over all of that mess back in 2017?
Yeah,
I'm over all of that, John. The Astros are a great team. Will continue to be a great baseball team. Look, and I know, man, Bregman, that guy's gonna be missed, John. I know that was a big loss for the Astro fans.
He will be missed. I only brought it up because today is the first televised spring training game for the Astros, so a little bit of baseball in my blood today. But I know this is a basketball show. I wanted to see if I could get you to out yourself.
You did talk about those Dodgers a little bit. I just don't need a bunch of Astro fans hiding outside the building waiting for me to walk out, knowing that I'm a Dodgers fan, right? So look, the way I see it, John. The Astros got their World Series, and the Dodgers got theirs, so I'm happy. I'm a happy camper right now. Yeah, I cannot hate.
And the Dodgers are going to continue rolling here as the most loaded team I've ever seen. Look at all that money they're spending over there.
You imagine having a checkbook like that?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I just...
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money in my savings or checking account, John, so I can just get anything I want. I get it. It's my team, so I'm not complaining. If it was somebody else, I would be complaining.
We're doing a little bit of complaining down here.
I could imagine, but look, you can buy everything in the world. That doesn't mean you're going to be happy and comfortable. So, look, I hope it works out for those guys. But like I was saying about the transplant stuff, I mean, so on this particular show, and if you ever listen to any Mean Gene shows, I will usually talk more nationally about other teams because I know people that moved here And look, my niece just walked in with a Chicago Cubs shirt, and I just told her, I said, you may not want to wear that jacket when you get down to Astros World down there. But you just have to respect that. You got to respect, everyone's teams. But no, we'll be talking about those Houston Rockets later, though, okay? Because, man, what a big win last night over Minnesota, the Timberwolves. They needed that win, right before the All-Star break. I did have a chance to go and catch the Rockets in action. And, man, that six-game slide really hurt there. But, no, I think they're going to be back. And this is going to be your show and station to listen to as we cover the NBA Finals, or the NBA playoffs, especially on this show. I cannot wait. But, anyway, John, the Big 12 tournament. So, look, if you got some time, I know spring break is usually when most of these conference tournaments start. I do have the information on the 2025 Phillips 66 Big 12 men's basketball tournament in case you are looking for something to do on spring break. It's going to be coming to T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. It's going to be happening March 11th through the 15th. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. They already have the seedings out and everything. It's going to start Tuesday, March 11th. Another thing about these conference tournaments is that they tend to start, you know, like right there in the middle of the week and during the day. If you're fortunate to be on spring break and you can go up there and support your kids, or if you're just a big basketball fan looking for something to do, you know, the weather's going to be getting better and all of that great stuff. So I would I expect a lot of Houstonians, John, to be making that road trip up to Kansas City in a couple of weeks.
I do too. Yeah. I think a lot of people are super stoked about the potential this year and the potential going forward for U of H. So I think people are going to make that road trip and travel strong and support the boys. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And speaking of those Cougars, the second half just got underway. They were really manhandling Iowa State. And look, Iowa State is 21-5, 11-4. In the Big 12, and of course, our Cougars are 22-4, 14-1. Man, you know, I just think they're going to have a great show, and I would love to see them get a number one seed, John. Talking about the Houston Cougars, and I don't know where Joe Lenardi have those guys at right now. I think they might, the last one I saw, I think they might be a high two seed, but I think who knows what's going to happen with a couple of more weeks of regular season before the conference tournament start. Like to see them get up there and get that number one seed.
Yeah, 14-1 in a tough conference. I mean, I think you a really good case for a one seed, right? I mean, if you end up in that two spot, I don't think it's the end of the world, but I think they have a good case.
I don't think so either. And the level of competition here, you're playing number 8 now. You play number 9 Monday. And I don't know if anybody over the last couple of weeks that have had a harder schedule than the Houston Cougars. But
and Texas Tech coming up, like you said, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just in Texas Tech is playing now. They are manhandling their opponent right now. But, it's just great basketball here in the SEC. I know I talk a lot about the SEC because, man, you know, we got a lot of teams in Texas here in the SEC, and A&M, of course, they lose to the Tennessee Volunteers today in that SEC tournament. You know, a lot of folks, I know our A&M listeners there, probably be making the trip to Nashville, Tennessee when the SEC tournament kicks off there. And that's going to be, look, you got Auburn, you got Missouri, you got A&M, you got Tennessee. You got Alabama. I mean, this is just going to be great, great basketball, as that tournament always is. And, John, there's nothing like Nashville, man. Have you ever had a chance to go to Nashville? I love that place.
No, I have not had a chance to go to Nashville, but I would love to.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville has, you know, I remember the first time I ever went there, went to one of the Stockyard, had a big steak at one of the steak restaurants there. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's just not all country. Some people just think it's country.
Oh, Nashville. It's not all country. I mean, the live music there, country or not, is incredible. So I want to go out there and spend some time enjoying the music. Maybe you'll have to give me a recommendation for that steak, you know, spend some time up there in Tennessee.
John, you gotta do it, man. It's great stuff. Great stuff. And I want to get back up there. You know, look.
Maybe go take a couple cans of spray paint to the outside of the Titans Arena.
Look, I hate bringing up those bad memories of, look, and the nerve of the Titans. They did it again this year, John, in football, man. They wore those damn uniforms that they knew they had no business wearing.
Yeah, I know. They'll learn their lesson eventually. Or maybe
Can
they
you
won't.
Believe
I
that?
Don't know. But
oh my goodness.
I think I'm happy with the Texans uniforms. I didn't think I would be the new ones they wore this year with the blue. That blue in the uniform that they have now I think is really nice. It does it for me. I don't need the love you blue back if they're not going to give it back, you know?
I know. That's true. And look, the Titans are really building a brand new stadium up there in Nashville for those guys. I don't know. I think that's a lot.
Are they really building a new stadium?
I think they either building a new stadium or they remodeling the one that they have, Nissan Stadium. I think they're going to be getting a new one though, if I'm not mistaken. I really do. So look, at the bottom of the hour, next segment here, we're going to talk with Coach Gordon from the 7-on-7 basketball tournament there. Spoke with him this week. We had two of his fellow coaches on last week to talk about this tournament. Look, you still have time to sign up. He'll tell you all about what you can do. It's 7-on-7. It's for high schoolers, and they take this show on the road all over the country. We are fortunate. They're going to have hundreds of kids next week out at the sports field, the Gosselin Sports Field in the Woodlands. So, but he's going to tell you all about it here as we veer off and talk about high school football here. But I want you to stick around, and especially if you got some kids out there that you want to get into this tournament, because I think you got a couple of more days to do so. And then, of course, we still have NBA Rockets to talk about, the standings and all of that great stuff. I have all of that for you. So stick around. It's the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5
H-Town. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks, once again, as promised, my next guest is a former collegiate basketball player. Played his basketball at the University of North Texas. And, of course, he currently scouts for high school football talent, supporting collegiate recruiting across the United States. And he is one of the founders of the End Zone 7-on-7 tournament here we're going to be talking about. Welcome to the show, Coach Gordon. Coach,
hey,
how are you?
How y'all doing? I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Coach, man. Look here, we are 1 week away from the End Zone 7-on-7 tournament, which is going to be taking place at the in the Woodlands at the is Gosselin Sports Field, right?
Yes, Gosselin Sports Field in the Woodlands. We are definitely 1 week away. I don't know if you've told the people how many of the different states that'll be represented coming in from all over, from California to New Jersey, Illinois, Florida, Mississippi. There's like 28 states that'll be represented. Going against the top kids in the country from Texas. This is our seventh year, and these are the top kids in the country. So it's kind of like the new generation of college stars and NFL future stars. So it's a great deal to be able to put a show on for these top kids in the country in Houston.
This is great stuff, Coach, man. I tell you, you know, last week we had two of your guys on, Coach Mack and Coach McKinley. And man, I tell you, these guys, they were so serious. They don't play around, man. So it seems like you're working with a excellent staff.
Yeah, it you know, it's funny because social media will ask us. We've had Jerry Jones, people call us, the Rams. You know, they want us to bring the End Zone 7-on-7 recruiting tournament to their state. But it's only three of us. But on social media, it makes it look like we have a full crew. But
yeah,
you know, we do what we do. It's fun. I think you know, this being a football state, the number one football state, it gives a lot of the football fans a chance to come out and see the top kids from around the country. You know, battle it out without pads. Get to see them.
See
how fast they are and how they move, and you can follow them, you know, and, you know, we're selling tickets at the door for the weekend pass. So it's been really good to see these type of athletes compete in Houston.
Coach, how old are these kids that will be out there participating next week?
So, they will be at the high school level, varsity.
Okay.
This year, we actually went down to the 10U, the 12U, and the 14U We've always done the 15 and 18U, and we've had tons of CBS 247 sports writers come out, Rivals on Three, Houston folks, Max Preps, White Magazine, Dave Campbell, and they come out. And what's huge is the schools from, you know, all the way from Wisconsin, from Penn State, Texas, you know, they send their writers out to cover these kids. And some of these kids, after they leave, the coaches are like, hey, you know, your tournament got our guy an offer. He was going against a 3 or 4 or 5-star kid, and he really didn't know anything about this kid from maybe from New England. You know, and he shows out in front of the kid that they're looking at. And when they go visit on Monday, which dead period is over on Monday, and they see the kid and the writers write about him, they kind of put him on the map. And that's been pretty special for us to be able to help kids either get offers or even get on the map so that they can possibly go to school and get a free education.
That's great stuff. So, and what are these positions here? I mean, is it certain type of positions that can play in these tournaments, or are all across the board?
It is. It's running backs, receive all the skill players, DBs, safety, you know, safety, the linebackers. We are going to get into the big men here soon, because that's a growing entity here all over the country, because, you know, it makes no sense to have the big boys sitting on the sideline watching their friends.
Exactly.
You know, doing something. So we're going to start putting something together for them. You see, girls' flag is starting to get pretty big. We've talked to the top team in Texas. Was it Texas Fury? That's been at the Hall of Fame. So we might try to work something with them. This is an exciting time, because now this 7-on-7 really is the AAU basketball, baseball, volleyball. That's what it's become now. So it's good.
You're absolutely right. I've been watching a lot of the YouTube video on some of your previous tournaments, man, and I just see the excitement with the kids. They do a lot of trash talking out there too, Coach.
But they do some trash, but, you know, we kind of limit that at our tournament, because, you know, these kids for our tournament, it's not a weekend backyard boogie or 7-on-7 tournament. I mean, you could tell how many teams are coming across the country just to come play in this tournament. It's a business trip for these young men. And, you know, if you don't have any stars, you're going to have a star of a guy that's in front of you. So you need to do your job so that you can get on the map. Or if you want to get a star that's raised from a 3 to a 4, you know, the people are there to go back and report back to 247 Sports. You have Carl Reed coming and doing his live podcast from the tournament because the competition is so, you know, good. So it's going to be a good, you know, it's going to be a real good tournament. And we definitely want the Houston football fans to come out and check out these guys.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, why don't you let us know here? Is it too late for the kids to register? I mean, what's the deadline there?
So it's not per kid. Remember, this is the new AAU for football. So, just like it's Gene, he lives in Conroe. Well, Gene will try to get the best kids from Conroe, from all the way to Missouri City to Katy, to play on his AAU 7-on-7 team.
Okay.
And then Gordon will be the same. So they have to be involved with a 7-on-7 organization.
Gotcha.
Or you come to the tournament as a parent, and you can come in and see some of the teams that are from Houston or whatever, and they you could talk with them. Those coaches don't mind speaking with some of the parents. We definitely don't mind talking to the parents and, you know, kind of directing you what, you know, where you should go. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of recruiting stuff Friday night. You know, we're putting on a big show for just the sponsors, the coaches, and the media at Top Golf in spring. Saturday night, we go to Dave and Buster's, and we do something for the kids. And Clay Mack, you know, he's the NFL DB guru. He has some of his guys come in, and one of their mother is going to talk to the kids about character. You know, this is now a business when you go to the next level. And, you know, things like this, and get their minds right. She speaks at the All-American game. And then we'll give tokens to the kids to go play laser tag. And there's a lot of camaraderie that goes along with this from kids who probably would never get to play against each other except for our tournament.
That's great stuff, man. I am excited. We're looking forward to being there next week to broadcast. Look, so you talk about parents, right? And real quick, we got just a couple of minutes here, but I wanted to share this story with you. Last night, I met a 14-year-old kid. I think he had to be around 6'3", I don't know, maybe 280. And I talked to his mother, and she says, nope, leave my son alone.
Oh, they're growing them big now. I don't know.
Ooh, I said.
But they're growing them big.
They are. And I told her, I said, you may not want to talk to me, but someday, somehow, somebody's coming after that boy. So you might as well get ready.
When I was coaching Little League, I'd have gone after him. You know?
Oh, I know. And 14 years old, he's still growing.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. He'll probably be a number one draft choice. If he keeps growing like that, don't worry about it. His mama's going to be doing just well in about 7 years.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it. So, Coach, once again here, just kind of tell people where we're going to be at next week.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. So the End Zone 707 recruiting tournament will be at Gosling Sports Fields in the Woodlands, starting at 9. Gates open up at 9. First game is at 9. And you could purchase tickets at the door. And, hey, it's going to be a great time.
Hey, I know it is. I cannot wait. It's going to be great. Look, now, you got to put me in a nice spot next week because I can't, you know, I'm a little bit too old to be running from these guys. I don't want to get hit.
No, you'll be in a great spot. You'll be in a great spot. I think that's what Carl Reed said, too. He's like, hey, I got to be at a good spot. So,
I know, exactly.
The weather next week is going to be sunny.
So oh, yes.
Be about 76, 77. Great.
Perfect.
It's going to be a great time. Great time.
Great. Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us. Cannot wait to be out there next week with you guys, all right?
Hey, we appreciate it, and we'll see you guys there.
All right, folks. That was Coach Gordon from End Zone 707 Sports here. Man, he just described this thing in a way that I couldn't have done that. So this is great. I cannot wait to get out there. This is going to be good for the city. And, you know, I think there was just one question I forgot to ask. It sounds like it's going to be hundreds of kids there. John, do you gather that? It sounds like it's going to be a few hundred kids, right?
Oh, yeah, it sounded like it. He said teams are coming, you know, all across the nation to come compete in this tournament. And you're talking, you know, 7-on-7. So, you're probably talking hundreds of kids, bunches and bunches of games to pay attention to.
Yeah, I know, because when I went out to the Gosling Sports Field out there in the Woodlands, I mean, they have, like, several, you know, I think they're going to be at field number one. But it's like a major field. You can have like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different games going on at once. So I think it's going to be something like that. But anyway, it's going to be great. We're going to come back, wrap up the show. We're going to talk about the Houston Rockets, get you an update from the Fertitta Center with the Cougars and Iowa State. So stick around. It's the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube.
Şengün, 6 on the possession. Şengün on McDaniels, backs him down. Can't step into the lane. Goes glass instead and brings it in. Green on the move, into the lane on McDaniels. Got there, flipped it up and in. Rockets by 7 now with 48 seconds to go.
You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
Yes, indeed, folks. The Houston Rockets, man, what a big win last night. You heard some sound bites from that magnificent game last night between the Rockets and the Timberwolves. Rockets win 121-115. Look, and I'm going to explain this. You have to watch this game. This is not one of those. You would have had to watch this game. This is not one where you can just look at the box score and say, okay, all right, Rockets had a good game. No. This is crazy because any other team that I've ever seen in the NBA that has 20 turnovers, to the Timberwolves 9, and they still win this game. And I'm going to tell you why, folks, because it was all about the three ball last night. How about this? The Rockets shoot 50% from the arc last night, 13 of 26. And, of course, the T-Wolves were 28%, 11 of 38. They couldn't keep up. But I can tell you this, John. I mean, 20 turnovers in any NBA game would kill a franchise.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the type of suffocating defense that the Rockets play. You turn the ball over 20 times, you're usually going to be down by 20, 25.
Going you should in the fourth. Be.
Yeah, you should be. You should be. But, you know, it didn't quite work out that way. This game was more of a back-and-forth game. I'm glad the Rockets pulled it out in the end.
Yeah, they got it done. I mean, for a while in that game, they were trading threes like it was nothing. I mean, it was unbelievable. Just like, are you serious? Is anybody going to miss? I mean, if you were in attendance at the Toyota Center last night, you know what I'm talking about. This was one of those games I wish I could have seen in person last night. I mean, they were not just shooting threes, you know, with their foot on the lines. They were, like, shooting threes like it was raining threes inside the Toyota Center. But anyway, great game for the Rockets last night. And Anthony Edwards, love this guy's play for the Timberwolves. He put up 37 points last night. He had a great game. And I know that the Timberwolves were without John Randle and Rudy Gobert, which I don't think would have made any difference because, look, the Rockets have had their injury woes. We're still without Van Fleet, you know, he's still not out there. But I tell you what, man, Eason, Shingun, Amen Thompson, and boy, the man of the night was Jalen Green, 35 points. And, man, he was just knocking them down, John.
Yeah, but, look, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're getting 35 from Jalen, 24 from Alperen, and then 17 from Amen Thompson, like, you're going to be real tough to beat if you're scoring like that. With the type of defense the Rockets play. But, yeah, the man of the night was definitely Jalen Green.
And how about this name we haven't heard from in a long time? How about Jabari Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, out there last night, 15 points, 9 rebounds.
Return, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just great stuff, man. You can't really make this stuff up here. So I'm really excited to see this team get back on the winning track. And, look, just breaking news right now, and if you're just driving around, you're not watching the Houston Cougars and the number 8 Iowa State. This game is a little bit too damn close for my liking right now. It's 45-42 with 9.5 minutes left to go in the second half, John. I took my eyes off this for a minute.
I did too.
And I did not see this comeback. It was a 12-point lead here. Somewhere Iowa State is trying to pull off an upset, and I just don't think it's going to happen. But, man, this is a must-see game here. If you're, you know, it's crazy, John. I think we're going to get it done, but I did not see this comeback at all.
Yeah, L.J. Cryer just hit a big three. They might be getting a little bit of separation again here. But 9 minutes to go in the second half. It's a little too close than you'd like here, but you are playing the 8th-ranked team in the country, so you gotta take them seriously here. And they're fighting, they're scrapping. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's a real good game. So anyway, the Rockets. Back to the Rockets here. We're looking at a team that is in the NBA standings here. The Western Conference playoffs are going to be off the dang charts, okay? It always is, and we've noticed the trades and everything that has taken place since the trade deadline. But over in the Western Conference right now, you got the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're number one there. The Memphis Grizzlies, unfortunately, they took over second spot, which the Rockets held for a very long time going into the All-Star break. The Denver Nuggets is a team, look, they have won 9 straight. They have, I think, the longest winning streak in the NBA. No one is talking about the Nuggets. Remember, they were eliminated from the playoffs last year by the Minnesota Timberwolves. But right now, no one wants to play the Denver Nuggets. And unfortunately, John, the Lakers played the Nuggets tonight. So You don't want to play a team that's won 9 in a row and look like I think the Nuggets are at home tonight. So this may not be a great game. And I don't know if Luka Doncic is playing.
Well, I mean, yeah, any team that wins 9 in a row, they're hot, but that streak's going to end eventually. I think the Rockets won, like, I think it was up to 7 or 8 in a row earlier in the season, and then they lost, like, 6 in a row. These teams go on streaks. The Nuggets are in the middle of a good one right now and took that third spot in the West. We'll see if that can keep going here. But the Lakers, I mean, they're what, 3 or 4 games back from them? They've been playing well, too, so this should be a good matchup.
Yeah, it was one of those games the Rockets had to really kind of win last night. Else, you know, they would have found themselves
a little bit,
Switching place with the Lakers. I think the Rockets are 4. I mean, the Rockets are 4, the Lakers are 5. Both teams are in action tonight. The Rockets back-to-back. These back-to-backs, usually I don't expect, you know, Jalen Green to come out and have a big game like that. Somebody else might step up. It's nice to have Jabari Smith back. You never know. But, man, look, the Utah Jazz is not a good team. The Rockets are 8.5 favorite. But, I mean, this is where you can't take your eye off the prize there, because teams like this can sneak up. The Lakers lost to the Jazz, who is, I think, the worst team. They're in 14th place in the Western Conference. They got a record of 13-42. But coming off of back-to-back, John, the Rockets got to win this game.
And sometimes these teams down there in the cellar, they feel it one night, you know, and they have a good game and they beat, you know, the Lakers or whatever. You'll have to see. I don't see that happening tonight, though. The Rockets beat the Jazz pretty handedly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I see that happening, too. And I think, you know, and this is good, John. And we're not saying that because we're homers, you know. We are homers, but look, these guys are playing great, great basketball. Like, if you haven't made it to a Rockets game this year, shame on you. You really need to get out there and support these guys. They're playing great. So they play tonight in Utah. The game I'm going to be focusing on, and, I mean, these players don't look ahead, John, but we can. They got the Milwaukee Bucks coming in here Tuesday. That's going to be a great game. Get out there and go see this game. The Milwaukee Bucks are not the same. They were able to pick up Kyle Kuzma during the break. They traded Middleton. This team is loaded now. The three-headed monster for the Milwaukee Bucks are now Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, and Kyle Kuzma. So Rockets will have their hands full Tuesday night, John.
Yeah, they will. That'll be a fun game, especially if you're going to see the Stars. The Stars will be there for sure with Dame Lillard in the building and Antetokounmpo in the building. So yeah, if by the way, the Rockets Arena, if you go to watch a basketball game, if you've never been, it really is a different experience than, you know, going to football, baseball. It's more intimate. And I hope, I just want to throw this out there real quick here. I heard some glimmers of rumors of some NHL stuff trickling down to Houston again. I would love that in Toyota Center. That would be a fun experience, too.
It seems like that's probably the only thing that's missing, but you're right. I have seen a lot of basketball in my career, NBA finals, playoffs, you name it. I've been to a lot of arenas, and I can tell you right now, one of the lousiest and most annoying arenas for me was the Oklahoma City Thunder. That place right there is complete. It's just crazy. Okay, I suffered from migraine headaches. Not a good place to go watch a game. Okay, I'm just saying.
Oklahoma City catching a stray. Their team is so good. You're saying, I mean, the arena good. Is the opposite here?
They get loud there. I mean, they are. I compare that arena to almost like a football stadium. That place gets loud.
Oh, the other way. Okay.
Don't let it be a close game in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's definitely loud. Okay, it's just one of those. But one of the things I can say, you know, I lived in Dallas. I've, you know, seen a lot of Mavericks games. I lived in Los Angeles, seen a lot of Clippers and Laker games. And, you know, just until this year, Lakers and Clippers shared the same arena. But you're right, John. The atmosphere at the Toyota Center, any Rockets game that I've ever been to, has always just been, you're entertained. You're entertained, you know, whether it's the game or just the entertainment that the staff puts together. I can honestly say that it's a great experience to go watch a Rockets game.
You know, and I agree with you. I think we might at some point here be seeing Caitlin Clark coming to Houston, too. I heard some rumors of the WNBA looking to expand back to Houston and bring back the comments.
That's going
to
be another show because I cannot wait to talk about that. I am a huge WNBA fan. And how the hell does the team that won the first, three or four in WNBA championships, the city, we don't have a team. But anyway, we're running out of time. We're going to come back next week. We'll be live at the Woodlands at the Gosselin Sports Field covering the End Zone 707. John, thanks a lot, man, for everything. And, folks, I was going to try to get you a score here, but it looked like they had a commercial. I think our Cougars are up by
52 for Houston, 49 for Iowa State with 6:19 to go.
So it's a nail biter. Hold on. Come on. Pull it off, Cougars. Okay, we'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show, ESPN 97.5, H-Town.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.